New movies are out on this Friday. We're going to take a look at some releases with Newsday film critic Rafer Guzman, co-host of the Takeaways Movie Date podcast. Rafer, good morning.
Morning.
So if we're sick and tired of the drama in Washington over budget cutting, where do we go for the theaters this weekend?
I guess you would go to Scream 4, and you would go to Rio, the kids' film. So you've got the Sublime and the Ridiculous, I suppose.
And Scream 4 has the same cast, right? Neve Campbell, David Arquette, Courtney Cox,
yep.
All from the original.
All the same people. It's got a really good young cast as well. Anna Paquin, Kristen Bell, Rory Culkin. It's actually a lot of fun. I like the movie a lot, actually.
And the original Scream, you couldn't tell if it was a scary movie or a joke movie. It often seemed to be both. Do they pull that off this time?
Yes, they do. They've kind of, as the franchise had gone on over the years, I think it had gotten a little more funny and less scary. And I think this one gets back to being both. There's some pretty good scares. It's not elaborate stuff. It's still just the guy with a knife. But it manages to get some pretty good...
just a guy with a knife.
You know, plain old.
Jesse Eisenberg is back in Rio. Give us a sense of that.
That's about a blue macaw who discovers that he's a pet in Minnesota. He discovers he's an endangered species. He has to go back to Rio, Brazil, to repopulate with another blue macaw played by Anne Hathaway.
Two thumbs up, Scream 4 and Rio?
I liked Rio only okay. It's got a good voice cast. I felt like Jesse Eisenberg and Anne Hathaway are a little mismatched.
All
you
right.
know, they sound a little bit more like Dustin Hoffman and Anne Bancroft. You
All
know.
All right. Thank you very much, Rafer Guzman. You're listening to The Takeaway.